I want to speak about legacy this morning. And I, you know, Monday, I didn't have such a good day and I was feeling a bit down. I think we've all had days during lockdown where we've felt a bit down. And you know, something really precious happened. My auntie Kathleen, who's writing another book and she's writing it in lockdown, about the family, she went and she posted on Facebook a copy of a letter that my great-great-great-grandmother had made. We're getting a little bit of feedback. I'm not sure.
We're getting the feedback, yeah.
Yeah, excuse me. I'll just make sure everything's muted here because I've just been a wee bit distracted. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my great-great-great-great-great-grandmother had left this note for her children, and my auntie was trying to decipher some of the stuff that she'd written, and so she put it on Facebook and she put a note, you know, Janet, would you help me with some of these scriptures? And so I had a look and I read what she put, and I just want to read it to you because it's really cool. This is what my great-great-great-grandmother, she said, a few verses of God's own word, the only lasting gift of a fond mother who's one's great wish is to meet all her children in heaven, that happy home, the unmerited purchase of the divine redeemer for us. And then she leaves the names and scripture references that she can, that they could look up. But the thing that was so cool, you know, when I read it, that just so encouraged my heart was that, you know, she knew the Lord. She knew him as her redeemer. She knew him as her savior. And she knew her eternal hope. And I was like totally unaware of this lady. Her name was Catherine Ellis. She was born in 1799. Sure. You know, so 200 years ago, she wrote this note to her children. 200 years later, her great, great, great granddaughter is being so blessed by it. I mean, I read it and I just, you know, I mean, I was sitting at the table. Well, yeah, I just began to weep. And I thought, what a legacy. This lady left a legacy, not in money to me, but in loving the Lord. She left a legacy of faith for me. And it felt like this anchor of my faith went right back through all the generations. And it so encouraged me. And so I went from this place of feeling really low to just God rejoicing and thanking God for this dear lady who wrote this out, having no clue that 200 years later, her great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter would be totally blessed by her words.
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that cool?
I remember how much it lifted you on that day, because I knew that you were feeling pretty flat.
It did.
Shut down. Shut in and all that.
But not after reading that. And so it got me thinking about legacy and thanking God for legacy. You know, the definition of legacy is something transmitted or received from an ancestor or predecessor. And I thought about how every healthy plant leaves a legacy. Every seed is like a blueprint of life. And even in our own bodies, we have information that's passed down from generations that have gone before. So it's like we're living, you know, that legacy. And I think how in your family, people have commented that, you know, you really don't so much take after your dad, but you took after your granddad. Because your dad was shorter than me.
He was 5'5", 5'6".
You know, he's shorter than
me.
So he's shorter than me. But your granddad, how tall was he?
One of them was 6'4".
Yeah.
And the other one was 6'2".
Yeah. But you know, just that we even inherit in our bodies, even our DNA is passing down legacy. So I began to think and pray into what legacies am I leaving for future generations? What are we leaving? You know, Proverbs 13 verse 22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And what inheritance or legacy am I leaving? You know, in these unstable, they really are, unstable financial times, you know, we just found out that one of our investments, we've lost about $3,000 since Christmas or something, eh? And, you know, many of us are wondering about, oh gosh, what are our investments going to be like? And, you know, is there going to be a financial crash? Just what is going on here? But you see, we have a legacy that we can pass on that's not linked to finances.
Yes, that's right.
And that's a legacy that really counts.
Yes.
You know, it's not just financial inheritance that we leave behind. I was thinking of faith and courage, you know, lessons in life of faith that we can leave for our children to draw on. Like my great-great-great-grandmother, her faith, I could draw on that legacy. Our lessons in life of how to persevere and how to battle and win. How to hear the voice of God. You know, I remember a story, you know, you told us, and you've told the children about one time we were going on a trip. We were going to Mariki and we had the vehicle and we had the boat all full up with gear.
It was loaded with gear
and it was really, really heavy. And you had a sense as you got into the vehicle that you needed to check the brakes.
I felt I had a sense I had to go and check the brakes.
Yeah. And so
I just had the sense I had to check the brakes. Yeah. I went and checked the front brakes and looked and got, I think I got back in the vehicle again and I said no. And it was a sense I had to check the back brakes. And I went to the rear wheels and here on one of the rear tires, brake fluid dripping down. That indicated that slave cylinder was useless and we probably would not have made it very far through the Cromwell Gorge before our brakes would have failed. And I just, who knows what the repercussions could have been. But I'm totally convinced it was the Holy Spirit wanting to check your brakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just thought as I was thinking about this message and I'm sharing with you how we've told that story to the children about how Wes, you know, saying, Dad heard God's voice and he took notice of it and he went back and he checked again and that saved all our lives. And so that's a legacy that our kids can draw on about how to listen to the voice of God, even though your mind might be saying, No, that's nonsense. Everything's fine. But you hear that small, still voice of God and you go and you pay attention to it. Yeah. You know, and that's something that our kids can
do. I wish I'd done it every time. Any odd time I haven't.
Of course. But let's leave a legacy of faith that our children can draw on. A legacy of consistency and integrity. How do we stand when there's an attack on our character? And how do we stand in a time of temptation? Our kids, if we're living a life where we're focused on Jesus and we're trusting on Him and we're walking in integrity, you know, our kids can draw on that. They can draw on that in the future. They can think back, you know, I mean, I know that for us as leaders and any leaders watching this, all of us, we have times where it feels like people betray us and our kids are watching us. They're watching to see, How do you cope with that, you know? And we might not say much to our kids. We might be just trying to process it ourselves. But our children are watching our example. And in the future, they can draw on that legacy. They can draw on that example of how to walk through, how to keep your heart sweet, how to forgive. You know, they're just precious legacies that we can leave.
Very powerful.
A legacy of prayer. I think this is probably the most profound investment that we can make is an investment of prayer. And my mum was a tremendous prayer, Catherine Tucker. And she just constantly prayed, you know. And I think, you know, we are drawing, our family today is drawing on the legacy of her prayers. She prayed for us, she prayed for our children and our children's children. And we're able to draw on that legacy. And that's something that we can invest in. We can invest in prayer for our children and our children's children. Their marriages, their finances, we can be sowing in prayer and they can draw on that.
That's right. Yeah.
So, you know, being of good character as another investment that we can make into future generations. I was thinking of an example, you know, that how I've heard it where somebody goes for a job, like a young person goes for a job and the employer knew that young person's mother or father and they'll say, oh yeah, I'll give you a trial because your dad was a good bloke.
Yeah.
Or I knew your mum, so I'll give you a trial, you know. And that young person is actually drawing on the character.
That's right.
They're drawing on the favour of the character of their mother or their father.
Exactly right.
Mm. Yeah.
Exactly right.
You know, it's the things that we can lay out for our kids, the legacies that we can leave. It's not all about finances. There's so much more to it.
No.
You know, I still have people, and I know you've had people say too, about my mum. You know, and I've had people say to me, and like people that I barely know, and they'll say, ah, you're Kath Tucker's daughter. She was a lovely lady. She prayed for my marriage or she prayed for my kids or something like that. And And the favor, the love that they felt for my mum has extended to me.
It's very powerful, isn't it?
I can draw on her favor.
Mm.
You know, she's passed away. She's in heaven now. But I am still able to draw an inheritance from the favor.
Exactly.
You know, the love, the faithfulness that she had.
Mm.
And so we have a legacy. Simone is just messaging us that you can still hear an echo. So my phone's on silent. What about? No, I don't know what it is.
No, your phone wasn't on silent. That was
the issue. There we go. That wasn't.
That was the issue.
Sorry about the background disturbance going on.
Yeah.
Benjamin Disraeli, here's a quote from him. He goes, "The legacy of heroes is the memory of a great name and the inheritance of a great example."
Mm.
Billy Graham said, "The greatest legacy one can pass on to one's children and grandchildren is not money or other material things accumulated in one's life, but rather a legacy of character and faith." And that's what we're talking about today. It's Mother's Day. And I think of all the mothers who are watching this morning, and you are sowing a legacy of faith.
Absolutely.
You are sowing so many seeds that your children will be able to draw on. But, you know, even if you're not a mother today, you may have nieces or nephews. You may have workmates. You've got other people that are going to think in the future, they're going to think back about how you acted or how you responded. And they can use your example as a way to live life victoriously, of how to get through things.
That's right.
They can draw on who you are and your character and your example.
Mm.
Proverbs 15 verse 6 says, "In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble."
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. You know, I've been teasing people saying I'm giving them the amplified version. It's because I'm really loving going back to the original language. And so in the Hebrew, it comes up like this: "In the family of the righteous is abundant, abounding, exceeding wealth, riches, strength, and treasure."
Wow.
You may not feel like you've got a lot in the bank account, or you may even have investments and you're seeing the value of those go down and you're thinking, oh, but the thing is, according to the word of God, if you love the Lord, you have abundant, abounding, exceeding wealth, riches, strength, and treasure. And that's going to be things that your kids and future generations can draw on.
Exactly.
I just love the word of God.
Yeah, beautiful.
So what's true legacy treasure? It's the foundation of faith and courage. It's the understanding of true love and sacrifice. It's the example of integrity and consistency. You know, during this time of change, I want to, you know, it's time to really check what legacy am I leaving? How am I walking during this time? When I felt under pressure, when I felt anxious, you know, have my kids been able to see me looking up the word of God and declaring and decreeing that? Have they seen me push into God and feel his joy wash over me, even though I don't know what's going to go on in the world? You know, that's all things that they can draw on.
Mm-hmm.
How am I walking? How are we walking in these days?
Mm-hmm.
What will be said of us as mothers and fathers or as aunties and uncles, of how we walked in this time and what legacy we left behind? There's a real cool scripture in Deuteronomy 7 verse 9. And it talks about the inheritance that is released to us basically when we turn to the Lord. It says, "Therefore know without a doubt and understand that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who is keeping his covenant and his steadfast loving kindness to 1,000 generations for those who love him and keep his commandments."
Mm.
When I read that, it makes you realize that when you turn your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, when you commit your life to him, it actually releases blessing for 1,000 generations. What a legacy. I remember years ago, we saw an example of someone had it up on a whiteboard, and they were showing a true story of a family whose like their forefathers were criminals and a whole family line, you know, of people that had not walked with God. And it was just like disaster.
Oh, it's just disaster.
It was just disaster all the way through. And then there was another family line, and there were real examples. It was real people. And these people had loved God, and then it showed their family line, and they were doctors and lawyers and the blessing.
Blessings.
You could see all the generations of blessing on this family line. And on the other side, there was just disaster after disaster. And I just think God is so true to his word. And he promises loving kindness to 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. And so one of the greatest legacies you can possibly leave for your children is turning to the Lord Jesus Christ and trusting him with all your heart. Committing your way to him releases blessings that 200 years later, her great-great-great-granddaughter would be reading her words and feeling so blessed and so encouraged in her faith. It turned my entire day around, you know. And one day I'll get to give her a big hug in heaven and say, thank you for writing that down. Thank you for your faith, you know. And it just so touched my heart. Press into God as mothers and fathers. Live as a living legacy for your children so they can draw on you, whether you're an auntie or an uncle. Whether it's your workmates, people in the future will look at your life and they'll use you as an example for good or for bad. Let's be a living legacy of life for our kids and our future generations. And let's release blessing into those future generations.
That's right.
So that's all I wanted to share with you this morning, but I hope it's encouraged you. And just let's live victoriously in these days. Let's live in faith and hope. Let's just let our kids and those around us see us taking a hold of the word of God, declaring it, decreeing it, keeping our faith sure in him, and understand that the blessing is flowing to 1,000 generations from us because we've got a faithful God, because his word is true and he promises. He promises to release blessing to 1,000 generations to those who love him. And it is so cool.
It's incredibly profound.
So cool.
It's utterly profound.
Yeah.
The whole thing is that God is so, so amazingly generational.
Yeah.
His whole approach is blessing and just goes from generation to generation to generation to generation. The whole kingdom is generationally minded.
That's right.
Yeah. It's sons and daughters.
Yeah.
It's mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, passing on inheritance. Mm. It's just all through the scripture. We have to deal sometimes with the negative stuff that comes down, especially through first, second, third generation stuff. And people can sometimes get a bit twisted and bent out of shape and fear about that sort of stuff. But the reality is you sometimes have to deal with it. And we've seen some wonderful things take place and beautiful liberty come to people. But the other side of the coin is God said he's faithful to 1,000 generations of those who love him.
That's right.
So the power of his blessing compared to the cursing of darkness is so much more powerful.
Mm.
Doesn't mean to say we don't have to deal with that other stuff, but we live focused on the fact that we're in a blessed line. So you may be the very first one in your whole family line to ever receive Christ or come to Christ. I want to tell you, my friend, you are a hero in your generation.
Yeah.
Because the potential is that a whole lot of negative stuff can stop with you, can end with you, and a whole lot of blessing can begin with you. It's amazingly powerful. So you may not have the benefit of a legacy that Janet was talking about in terms of from her great-great-grandmother, all that sort of generational line. You may not have that benefit. But here's the issue. If you're the first to come to Christ in your family line, you become a hero in your family line. So you get the benefit of being the end of a whole lot of negative stuff and the beginning of a whole lot of blessing.
Cool?
To me, that's a powerful idea. That's
that
a powerful
is
thought.
So cool.
Yeah. So Jesus made it possible by going to, by coming as the sinless Lamb of God, by going to the cross as sin for us, he made it possible for us to be rescued out of the legacy of darkness, or the legacy of the, of that satanic, demonic, devilish line. We're cursings just kept rolling. He made it possible for us to be taken out of that legacy and brought into the legacy of the Father.
That's right. That's right.
The legacy of the love of God, the blessing of God. He said to Abraham, whoever blesses you, I'll bless.
Mm.
Whoever curses you, I'll curse. And so you can come out of the line of cursing, out of the line of destruction and negativity, with an eternal consequence of hell, actually. You can come out of that line and be born into the line of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost and receive a whole new inheritance. Mm-hmm. That's the power of salvation. It's generational.
Yeah, yeah. When you, I'd actually had that scripture down, Galatians 3:29, which says, sorry. No, you don't apologize. Which says, if you're in Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. Mm. And then Genesis 12:1-3, you see what God actually said to Abraham. This is what the promise is, you know. I'll make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. And, you know, that's ours. That's ours because we're in Christ.
That's right.
That's ours because we're in Christ. You know, when I was mentioning about finances before, I really felt the Holy Ghost just put something on my heart.
Go for it.
And the thing was that dropped into my heart. There's some people that are watching us and you're really concerned about finances. And I had a sense that there was particularly some business people and you're very concerned about investments and, business and how it's going to go. And the scripture in James 1, verse 5 came to mind about asking for wisdom and that God will give you wisdom. He'll give you abundant wisdom. Mm. And so I just really like, if you don't mind, I'm interrupting, but I just thought I would go for this in the Holy Ghost. Then I just really want us to pray, to reach our hand out and pray and impart that wisdom to you, that God will actually tell you, he'll give you a download as to what to do with financially in this time. Mm. And, I think now is the day, you know, to really call out to God, to really stand on his word. He promises that he will give us wisdom if we ask him for wisdom.
Absolutely.
And the Amplified says he'll give it exceedingly and abundantly. He will pour out his wisdom to us, you know. He's not a measly father.
No.
He's not like, he's generous dad.
Yes, absolutely.
And when he promises to give something, he has every intention of giving it.
Yep.
And I think we need to just stop sometimes and consider what he actually said.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he will give us wisdom. So he'll give us wisdom in our finances of what to do.
Yes, exactly.
What to do. So would you join me in just praying and just reaching out to Father right now? Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Father.
That you are faithful. Mm-hmm. And right now, Lord, to every businessman and businesswoman, any person, Lord, with investments, Lord, right now that's concerned, Father, as to what to do. Father, right now, I just pray an impartation of your wisdom. Right now, Lord, we release it, Lord. Just that download of wisdom to them right now, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Father, we have felt like there's a storm raging around them right now. We speak a stilling to the storm in Jesus' name.
Absolutely.
We say, storm, be still.
Yeah.
And Father, we speak peace, Lord, into them, Lord, peace into their family, peace into their minds, Lord God, that they would be able to hear your wisdom and know the way forward. That's right now, Lord, we speak that impartation of wisdom in Jesus' name.
That's right. Thank you,
Father. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. There was a lot in that, darling, and that was really good. And to stand in a line of blessing in God, and actually to be part of the Father's family.
Mm.
You, when you think, it says, you know, early on you said about a good man. Another translation says a righteous man laid up an inheritance for his children's children. And to stand in Christ or to come to Christ and be reunited to the Father, you receive the gift of Jesus' very own righteousness, his very own right standing with God. Not only that, there's actually an infusion into our nature of his very own righteousness. So what changes us? And so we are righteous by faith. We have a righteousness by faith. And when we stand on that righteousness and then we live out that righteousness as the Spirit and Word works in us, then what we're doing is we're laying up an inheritance, but it's also an inheritance based on faith. So faith is very important to our Father. And so when we're positioned in Him, all of the favor,
yeah,
all of the weight of that inheritance starts to flow through us,
okay,
and is actually behind us,
mm,
and actually helps move us forward. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Amen.
I think really we're going to get more revelation on it in the days ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure we are. Yeah,
we're joined ears with Kirk, with Him. Ear of all things. It's just phenomenal. Sorry, I better not get onto this, otherwise I could go another half hour at least, and you don't want that. I just want to invite anybody who's never received Christ,
mm,
or maybe you've been away from Him, maybe you've been in a place where your heart has gone cold toward Him. I want to tell you, His heart has not gone cold toward you.
That's right.
You look at yourself and you say, well, what am I leaving for my children? I've really messed up. I've made so many mistakes. Okay, we've made mistakes in life, but that doesn't have to be the end of it.
Yeah.
You can begin again.
That's right.
You can begin anew. Your children, your offspring can actually observe a transformation in your life that's actually going to turn them away from fear and disappointment or even resentment and hurt and unforgiveness, actually to where their heart opens up. And they're going to extend mercy to you because of the change they see and the change they feel in your life. That's the power of Christ to intervene in a family life. So today, regardless of where you're at, you can open your heart to the Lord today and receive Him. You can be born again. You can be born into the family of God and experience His legacy in your life. So have you pray with me? I'm just going to lead you in prayer. If you would like to pray this from your heart with your mouth, God is going to do something very profound for you today. He's going to forgive you of your sin. He's going to bring you into His family, and He's going to give you eternal life. It's just that good. It's that good and better. So how about you pray after me? Father, today, I stand here before You, and I acknowledge my sin, and I acknowledge that I've broken Your law. And I acknowledge that I need forgiveness. Father, today I thank You that You made a way for me. And His name is Jesus, Your Son. I thank You that Your Son came and lived a sinless life, but He died for me, took all of the repercussions and the weight of my sin on Himself, and dealt with it and was judged for it. So today, Lord, I receive Jesus as my Lord. I welcome You into my heart to be my Lord and Savior and my leader. I give my life to You. You're giving Your life to me. I thank You, Lord, for making me Your child and for giving me eternal life. Fill me with Your Spirit. Connect me in Your family. Now You are my Father, and I love You, Lord. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for praying with me today. If you prayed with me for the very first time, or you've been away from the Lord, you want to reconnect into the family of God, please just make contact with us at our office or through email. I think the address is going to come up on the bottom of the screen any moment. There it is. Love to hear from you. Love to connect with you. Love to help you on your journey now. And welcome and congratulations. Welcome into the family. God bless you. So right now, as the live stream finishes, we welcome those who've received that email link into the Zoom lounge. Come and join us today. You're going to go into little breakout rooms where we can just talk and be prayed with, and we'd love to see you there. We'll go for probably about half an hour. God bless you.
Yeah. And Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, darling.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Yeah. God bless you.